Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. Regulators in the United Kingdom are warning patients with a history of severe allergies to avoid the new COVID-19 vaccine after two adverse reactions. Two healthcare workers who had the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine suffered a strong reaction. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, says the full set of data needs to be considered before the success of the program is determined.
And that's why I'm sure the UK health authorities and officials who are managing this will do it in the best possible way.
The European Medicines Agency has confirmed cyber attackers have unlawfully accessed documents related to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. It's believed no personal data of trial participants was accessed, and the agency has told the two companies that the attack won't affect its review. It's unclear who was responsible and what information was affected. The Chinese embassy has rejected claims China is blocking Australian imports as trade tensions between the two countries worsen. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says Australian exporters need to consider the risks and rewards when approaching China, after it extended sanctions on Australian timber and added new ones to lamb. Senator Birmingham says dialogue between the two nations is the way forward.
We've been clear all year of our willingness to have those discussions. They won't see us compromise in relation to the types of principles we adopt around Australian values or the protection of our national interests.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says he hopes an inquiry into terrorist threats will lead to changes to national security laws. Mr. Dutton has told Sky News he wants the inquiry to look at right-wing extremists and find ways to counter them. He ordered an inquiry into extremist movements and radicalism in Australia after Labor demanded a review of terror laws linked to far-right threats.
So I hope that there's more information that's able to be provided through that committee report. But also, I think it's important for us all the time to say if there's a better way that we can do things, then we're very open to it.
A coalition attempt to make the cashless debit card permanent has failed after Senator Rex Patrick signalled he'd vote against the scheme last night. The trial period for users is being extended for 2 years in South Australia, Western Australia and Queensland. But some Labor senators call the program racist. Northern Territory Labor Senator Melandiri McCarthy says the policy is discriminatory, with some states having mostly Indigenous recipients.
We're going to still keep this government accountable. We still want to see this cashless debit card gone for all Australians.
The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner is warning the situation in Ethiopia is worsening and harming civilians. The Ethiopian government has confirmed its security forces shot at and detained UN staff trying to reach part of the Tigray region. The commissioner says there is evidence of human rights violations and the use of child soldiers. I'm Greg Dyett. This is SBS News in Easy English.